Tonight, the governor's council says information from the latest accuser is now in the hands of Albany police per state policy related to inappropriate touching. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin live for us in New York tonight with the very latest developments in this investigation. Good evening, Tom.
That's right. Marnie, good evening to you. Through a spokesperson, Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's never done anything like what he's been accused of. But yes, as you mentioned, upstate in Albany, impeachment investigation now getting underway as more and more of the governor's fellow Democrats call for his resignation. Among them, New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, who said today Andrew Cuomo simply can no longer serve as governor. The tipping point here, a report in the Albany Times Union saying an unidentified female staffer late last year was called to the executive mansion ostensibly to help Governor Cuomo with his cell phone. Once there, the report says, she alleges he put his hand under her shirt and fondled her. There are five other allegations involving women of sexual harassment, of unwanted flirtations, forced kiss. And the governor has been reeling by these allegations, facing the toughest challenge of his political career. Among them, a former aide, 25-year-old Charlotte Bennett, who has said that she, too, was made to be alone with the governor at one point to help with his cell phone. Her lawyer responding to that.
This seems to be part of his routine. Is to act like he needs assistance with the most mundane tasks, for example, servicing his iPhone. Neither this latest victim nor Charlotte were responsible for the governor's phones, and yet he got them in a situation, asked for assistance with the phones, and used that as an opportunity to isolate them and to sexually harass them.
And tonight, police in Albany confirmed that they have a referral on this, but that's standard procedure. That does not imply or in any way mean that a criminal investigation is underway at this point. There is, however, a state investigation ongoing. Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General, is heading that, and Governor Cuomo is asking the public and lawmakers to withhold judgment until that investigation is complete. Outside Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office, Tom Negevin, News Nation.